University of Notre Dame to host event on queer holiness. By Spencer Lindquist on March 10, 2023. The University of Notre Dame's Gender Studies program is hosting a talk with the author of a book titled Queer Holiness. Set to take place on March 23, the event titled Queer Holiness will focus on the gift of LGBTQ people to the church and will feature Charles Bell, the author of a book by the same name. For millennia, institutional churches have told LGBTQ people what God expects them to be and how to act. The description reads before going on to say in parts of the church, LGBTQ people remain the subject of hostile questions. A description of the book says, from prohibitions on who they might love or marry, to erasure and denial, the theological record is one in which LGBTQ people are far too often objectified and their lives seen as the property of others. In no other significant religious question are theological arguments made that so clearly reject overwhelming scientific and experiential knowledge about the human person, the description also reads. It goes on to explain, this book seeks to find a better way to do theology. Taking insights from the sciences and personal narratives as it seeks to answer the question, what does human flourishing look like? Additionally, the event description also states that Dr. Charles Bell is grounded in his work as both an Anglican priest and a practicing psychiatrist. Meanwhile, the University of Notre Dame Law School was planning on hosting an event last semester called Transgender Public Interest Litigation, which was to be held in conjunction with the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU. The event, which was postponed, was set to feature a talk with a clinical instructor called Anya Marino, a man who identifies as a woman. Marino's biography states that he instructs Harvard Law School's LGBTQ+ advocacy clinic and remains the first openly transgender woman of color to serve in any senior legal position throughout the ACLU's Federation of National and Affiliate Offices. One student at the University of Notre Dame explained that, though the institution is Catholic, its religious identity has been eroded by those who have no regard for the faith. I came to Notre Dame under the impression that it was the premier Catholic university in the country. I quickly found out that the administration has been infected by progressives that have no regard for Catholic doctrine, the student remarked. The demographics of the student body are increasingly representative of that sad fact, as two-thirds of our student body senate just voted against a proposition to censor porn on school Wi-Fi. As other Catholic institutions do, the student also went on to add. The student also discussed the future of the Catholic faith at the institution, telling Breitbart News that there is a strong contingent of Catholics still fighting on our campus, but I fear their numbers will continue to dwindle in coming years as they become increasingly demoralized and silenced by progressives for holding traditional Catholic values. Correction, this story originally indicated that the transgender public interest litigation event was held last semester. However, after publication, we learned the event was postponed. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SpencerLNDQST and reach out @Slindquist@Breitbart.com.